There are lots of stress reduction techniques and tips for coping with stress. But what about at that very moment when you are feeling the stress, when you're right in the middle of it? What can you do then? According to Jude Brown from the London Stress Company, it's all about self-awareness. And the first thing to do is to recognise how you feel and what you're thinking at that particular time. And if there's congruence, then look at how you behave with regards to those thoughts and feelings. And how do you do that? Well, there's no shortcut. You have to take a few seconds out to get to that quiet place inside you. And meditation is an excellent tool.
Meditation can be done anywhere. You do not have to have a specific spiritual belief. You do not have to have any specific technique. However, what is important is to get to that place of mindfulness whereby you are self-aware. Once you get to the stage whereby you're aware and you affirm to yourself how you're thinking and how you're feeling, you're then able to embark on the discovery of your own inner resources, your own inner self. And that discovery can lead you to self-knowledge. And it's a circle that continues. You have self-knowledge, which leads to more self-awareness, which leads to more self-discovery, which leads to more self-knowledge. So if you're feeling stressed in a particular time, it's very useful to employ a technique such as meditation, whereby you're able to utilize your breathing initially to calm your body. Because when you're stressed, your breathing becomes shallow and palpitated. So the more oxygen that you take in, the more that you oxygenate your body and your blood and the brain, the more clarity that you will feel just from that experience. That's what meditation can do for you on a physical level. On a mental level, meditation brings about that clarity and that stillness so that you're able to see the possibilities, the solutions to your immediate situation. How best should I respond to this situation? What can I do to change my thinking that enables me to cope better with this situation? And that process can take seconds, it can take minutes, it can take hours, depending upon the individual and depending upon the immediate nature of the perceived stressor. Because stress is a response, but the response of stress is dependent upon the perception of the situation that you find yourself in.
Okay, part of that seems like take some time out for a second.
Absolutely.
But also the other thing seems to be that you need to do something. So I mean, you need to sort of like make a plan of how to deal with this.
Plans are very, very useful because they give you a structure to follow. What we recommend is the keeping of a stress diary, whereby you're able to look at your emotional stress, look at your mental stress and your physical stress. For example, if you're experiencing withdrawal on an emotional level or anger, it's very, very useful to utilize a technique that can access and tap those emotions, such as, for example, meditation, which can affect you on an emotional level, or even something as simple as finding your favorite music and utilizing music and sound to address that emotional stress that you may be feeling. On a mental level, if you're feeling anxious, once again, we can look at what tools you can use to offset that anxiety. And I'd certainly recommend looking at assertiveness tools that you can utilize, because that empowers you and can alleviate any mental stress that you may be experiencing if you're experiencing anxiety. But on a physical level, if you're experiencing burnout, if you're exhausted, or if you have muscle tension, then a relaxation exercise can be employed that you can utilize. And the great thing about a relaxation exercise is that once, like any other pattern, once it's established within your daily routine, it becomes simpler and simpler and simpler, and it becomes something that's internalized and embraced within your living, how you're actually living. So all of these tools are great for addressing your internal landscape and how you're functioning on a day-to-day level. What we find, particularly with the physical stress, which can manifest the most. People tend to get to their breaking point when on the physical level their body is breaking down at some level or another. And what we find is that when we address that by using on-site massage, for example, you can see the difference in their facial features as to how relieved they feel and that they have more clarity. So these are wonderful tools that you can employ. Once you get into that pattern of embracing such a tool into your life, you'll find that the quality of your experience, your day-to-day experience, is far more fulfilling. It may seem like, oh, I'm taking more time, I need more time to do all these sort of tools and exercises, but it's just a different use of time.
From the London Stress Company, that's Jude Brown.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.